The Cedar Sinai is like Hushville Hospital in LA, isn't that like the hospital for the stars? We are on the Tenth base. Yeah, so the question we left off with last night, was how come by a nausea, maybe we should just read it inside. Let's take it from the top, bottom, test some Ralph. It's easier for me to just read it inside than to summarize outside. The second to last line. We have a contradiction in the opinion of Rabbi Yisachanina. Tamru Amar, over there he says, Tomei Meisha Nozar. Tomei Meis became, was not made in the Zerus, became a Nozir. Shvish La'olam in Aminian, his seventh day counts. Now, by the way, we don't pass this way. I just happened to be glancing through the Rambam today. We pass in, I shouldn't say we don't pass this way. We do pass in as keep 30 days, it seems. But he actually, during the 7 days of his Avelos, or his Tomei, actually, whatever it is, whether he's Avel or not, doesn't matter. During the 7 days of his Tuma, he's a Nozir. And even though he has to cut his hair at the end of the 7 days, if he cuts his hair during those 7 days or drinks wine, he gets Malkus for it. So he is a Nozir, but his clock doesn't start ticking until after the till after the 7 days of Tuma are over. He's a Nozir for 37 days, or as many days as it takes to have the Tuma. Okay? But now, so therefore the minyan starts, I guess we do Pascha this way, but the minyan starts at the, after the end of Shiva, after the end of 7 days of Tumah. Now, Nazir, so we said Nazir Shenitma, Ein Shvi Shalo, the Tmei Meish Nazar, Shvi Shalo Olam in Aminyan, the Tmei Meish became Nazir, his seventh day, where he becomes Torah in the morning, that afternoon he could start counting his 30 days. Nazir Shenitma, Nazir, wherever he became Tomei, in the middle of his ears. Ain't Shvish Lo Limited, he has to start from the next day. His Nazir is over again. Because here, Lokat May Mesha Nozar, is it not, where guy's going from the Nazirus of, the Nazirus, his own Nazirus into his son's Nazirus, or vice versa, actually. He finished his son's Nazirus, and he goes into the other Nazirus. So, why does he have to get a car, bring a korban and be megaleach before he can start his new nazirus over again? We see here in this case of Tomei, who became a nazir, that immediately after his tumah is over, he can start nazirus directly. So, again, v'kolokut meimesh nazaru, v'lot meimesh nazar shvil shlo olam min aminyan. And why is that? Shino zokok lo lovi korban tumah. Our understanding is that he can start right away because he has to bring a korban for his tumah. A nazir who became tamei, so he has to become a bring a korban on his tumah, so he can't start the same day that he brings the korban. He starts the next day. But if you were a nazir for your son, and then you're a nazir for yourself, so then, why can't you just go straight into the second Nazirus? It should be like a Tmei Meis who became a Nazir, where there are no Korbanos, and therefore immediately on the same day that he finishes the Paraduma cycle, he can begin his new his Nazirus from scratch.
So he doesn't bring Korbanos. So he's not a Nazir. It's Tmei Meis.
He does, so only, he only brings the Korbanos if he was a Nazir who became Tomei, not a Tomei who became a Nazir. Okay? So the Gemara gives the obvious answer. You should obviously the answer you guys thought of yesterday. So if you take out the word velo, it's not necessary. Nazir shenitma, it could be elo. It's probably supposed to be elo. Elo nazir shenitma ain't shvish lola minyan. Why is a nazir who became tummy, right? Not a tmei meish nazir. Nazir came tummy. Why does the seventh day not count? Shu zokuk lavi carbon tumor, because he has to bring a carbon tumor, right? Here too, v'kah ha'luzakik lavi kura carbon. Here too, he's got to bring a carbon. True, it's a different carbon, but he has to bring a carbon tara, right? He has to bring the carbon because he completed the zeros. That's why ein hashvish shalo. It's not the seventh day. I took out the word shvish shalo. It's really it's his 30th day or whatever end of the zeros it is. But his last day is not oilam min aminyan. right? So the halacha is, in fact, very simple. It's the same halacha. Wherever you have to bring a korban, you start the new nazirus from the next day. Whenever you don't have to bring a korban, you start the nazirus from that day. Okay? Now the next mishnah we'll bring will be different. But that's what we're assuming right now, which seems to be partial.
Okay. So we say mitzvahs in Yom Kippur for the end of the first cycle.
Right.
But not for the beginning.
That's going to be the next mishnah. Okay. Neat, Shimon Bar Abba, the Shimon Bar Yochan said, Nibav and Naziris Beno, what if you were keeping the Naziris of your son? V'hitrubo, they didn't know that, because you were Nozer two Naziris, right? For your son, who was born, and for yourself, right? So, what if Nibav and Naziris Beno, but the Hitrubo, and they gave you a Asla, they said, Yanko, Doki Mimitami, Bishum Naziris, Kun Naziris, so. And they identified as you as being Nozer on your own merits. Locus, you get flogged nonetheless. It doesn't matter because Lamaisa, they gave you Asura and Nazirus. Who's Nazirus it's for, whether it's for your son or for yourself, that's a little moment. Okay? Hebrish Korbanoisov, Kadeshu. And if he consecrated his Korbanos, again, for his own Nazirus, even though he was keeping the time, the Nazirus of his son, they are valid Korbanos, they're a Kodesh, right? Lochashilod at the time, we're not concerned with that which we learned in the Braisa. Rabbi Chia says, Yakrivu Lashem al Nizro. He should sacrifice the Kodesh Baruch Hu on his Nazirus. Shiikdom Nizro the Karbono. That. What? I don't know if I have 50 cents. That his Nazirus should precede.
I have 30 cents.
$2?
Maybe.
Again, Lochashin Lo Dodi Tani Reb Chia Karbono LaHashem Al Nizro. His Karbono HaKadosh Baruch Hu was on his Nazirus. Sheikdom Nizro LaKarbono. That his Nazirus should precede his Korban. Velo Sheikdom Karbono LaNizro. Not this Korban should precede his Nazirus. In other words, technically one could quibble, according to Reb Chia, that here, if he set aside the Korbanos for his own Nazirus, but he's keeping right now the Nazirus of his son, so then the Korbanos should not be proper because they're premature Korbanos. The Korbanos are set aside for Nazirus, which doesn't yet exist, right? Because this Nazirus is only coming in the future. This is not coupled to the case we had a few days ago. The case we had a few days ago where he set aside Korbanos for Nazirus of a Nazir, which is not yet a Nazir. That we said doesn't work, right? Has to be set aside for a Nazir who's already Nazir or for a non-designated Nazir. But here it works because here he's already a Nazir. He had in mind a different stage of his Nazirus. The one where he's going to be a Nazir for himself, not for his kid, but that doesn't matter. It's considered so Dover Shabola Olam. Because he is already a Nazir, it suffices despite the fact that the technical one for which he had in mind is the next Nazirus, not this Nazirus. That's not germane. That's what we say, Lo Chashin, and we're not concerned with that. Okay? Rabbi Yehuda Boikon Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda asked for Rabbi Yossi. B'tikadeim Naziruso l'Nazirus b'no. Now this is the end. This is going on the end of the Mishnah on Omanav. The end of the Mishnah said that he asked, if he took about himself, let's look at the end of the Mishnah a second. It said, in the third to last line of Mishnah, Harani Nozik Sheli Ben, so he said first the Nazir is for his son, the Nazir and a Nazir for himself, Vizchamon Ishlo, and he counted his own, started counting these days, Vacharkach, and then he was interrupted. No Lo Ben, the son was born to him. Meneach Shelo, he has to forsake his own, Umana Shabano, and count the sons, Vacharkach, Mashlim Ishlo, and then finish his own afterwards. Right? So then we're asked the question. That's going to be the next Mishnah. Okay? So we're going to discuss that. So in any event, so the Gemara asks the question, V'tikdom Nazirus, Rabbi the boy, Kukui Rabbi Yossi, V'tikdom Nazirus, Nazirus, but no, why can't he finish his own before starting his sons? V'okena Amar Rabbi Yavo B'Sher Rabbi Yochanan, V'Rabbi Yavo Sein Neb Rabbi Yochanan, Ha'gezo Elo Lachar Shloshim Yom. A fascinating comparison. It's not in the Bavli. Harad, as far as I know. Erez Olo Lachar Shloshim Yom. This is going to mean Olo after 30 days. This animal. Harezu. This animal. After 30 days. Marker Batol Shloshim Yom. What if he sold it during 30 days? Mechura. Sold. Because it's not yet an Olo. So the sale takes precedence. V'gdisha Shlokotcha. If you mark the ship for some other purpose, let's say you decide to make it a Shlomim instead. Immediately, not 30 days from now. So that works as well. So so here too, let's say, when a guy started with his own Naziris, even though the Naziris of his kid was in the offing, but since it hasn't yet devolved, so therefore whatever he began beforehand pushes it off, right? Let's say his son was born day 20, right? But Lamaisa, once he started his own Naziris, it should be like having sold something which was going to become a korban later on, or have been makdish it for another purpose, that precludes the later din from taking effect. So he won't preclude it altogether, but let it delay it, that he should first finish his own Naziris and only then go on to his son's Naziris. Right? So it should be a comparable case. So Gemara gives a beautiful answer. Omar, he said, Lo ba'omer ha-rezu. No, well, it's actually Omar. Lo, no, but what is it?
What? So put the 50 cents in stopper.
What?
Put the 50 cents in stopper.
Spare change.
What?
You put in spare change. So it says more. Lo, ba omer harezu. No, we're not talking about a case of lo. Sorry, I didn't write it wrong. My lo, that's different. Ba omer harezu. That's where you said this korban. Dilma Boimer Aray Alai, where you said it's incumbent upon me, it's a beautiful chiluk. Where I said this korban only has halacha after 30 days, right? So the halacha didn't start yet. Won't start until 30 days from now, right? Where I made the halacha, when I said it by myself, though, that I should be a nazir for my son and then nazir for myself, so the shibud upon me started now. It's like when you're Makadish a woman. Mikan Bach Lachar Shloshim Yom, right? So now the Shibud already devolves upon the woman, right? The woman has the Kiddushin devolves upon the woman partially. And the more it talks about that, and Kiddushin, you know, your Makashim from now to 30 day, Mikan Bachar Shloshim, another man's Makashim, Mikan Bachar Esrim, another man's Kashim, Mikan Bachar Asari Yomim. So all of those Kiddushin take effect. So here too, I was Mikan Bach upon myself, the Alocha. So the halacha devolves upon me dormantly, it's true, but the halacha is devolved upon me already. By an animal, you don't say that. I'm not sure 100% why, but that's between Harei Alai and Harei Zu. I can make a shibud upon myself. I could probably make a shibud on another person, but I can't make a shibud on an animal. The animal doesn't have a din to become a korban, right? I have a din that I can make an animal a korban. But now the animal's not walking around with the potential of being a korban. If I'm around 30 days from now, that'll confirm, my being around will confirm it as being a korban. But right now there's no din upon it, no din upon me, just an obligation. If I have 30 days from now, nothing has happened by then. But by Harei Alai, the events have already begun inside of me. And since I said the zeros for my son should precede my zeros, so therefore, even though I began my Naziris already, the moment the son is born, the other Naziris kicks in.
What's a Chefetz Gavra?
Right, it's a kind of a Chefetz Gavra issue, right. It's basically what it is. I mean, but one has to define, you know, how the Chefetz Gavra dichotomy works. But you're right, it is basically a Chefetz Gavra dichotomy. Okay, but you know, you seem distraught. What?
No, it makes sense. It's just the...
Yeah. But here the assumption is Mikan. Because first he said, because he didn't say, in the Mishnah over here, he also said, so the assumption is that they're both Mikan. Okay, that's the assumption. Even though he didn't say Mikan, it's as if it's the same thing. There, by Kedushin, you're right, the more distinction between Mikan and Lachar. But here, it's assumed that they're both tantamount to Mikan. Okay? Va Vayimeh Harani, and here the Gemara concludes, here we say Harani, Koyim Harayolai, to say this Harayolai. Tan Rabbi Chia. Rabbi Chia asks a question like this. Now, this is this is also in the Bavli. When the Bavli is asked as a question, here it's made as a statement. And the Mara upon him says that the Rambam Pasuk is based on the Baal Yushami, which makes a statement and doesn't just leave it as a question. And Tanya Rebbe Chia says, Nazir l'achar lamed yu, chaf yom, sorry, v'nazir me'achshav. A person says he wants to be a Nazir after 20 days, and then he says, I'm a Nazir from now for 100 days. Nazir l'achar esrim yom, nazir me'achshav l'kuf yom. So how does that work? Harei zimon esrim yom, he counts 20 days. Umafsik, he interrupts to become a nazir for his other nazirus, right? And moina shloshim, he counts 30 shloshim yom. And then, I'm inserting the Rambam, he shaves after those 30 days, brings korbanos, and Choser Mona Ochmoni, he counts another 80, the Elhashim Nazirus Arishona, in order to complete his first Nazirus. Between the first 20 days and the second 30 days, he doesn't bring Korbanos. He can't. He only brings Korbanos after 30 days. So between 20 and the 21st day, he doesn't bring Korbanos, even though he shifted gears. He gave him a different nausea. At the end of the 30 days, since he's completing a term in the Zerus, then he brings Korbanos Tahara. He immediately then goes into the remaining 80 days from his first Nazirus. And since it's an uninterrupted chain of Tahara, he can do that. He goes from the 20 to the 30, back to the 80, and he does two Tiglachas, one between the 30 and the 80, and one at the end of the 80. But not between the 20 and the 30. Okay? It's a chiddush. Took me a while to understand that, but that's the way it works.
The first Nazirus was 100 days, and the second one...
Was 30. Yeah, it was Stam Nazirus. The other one was Stam Nazirus. He said, I want to be Nazir after 20 days. And it specified time frame. So we assume Stam Nazirus was 30 days. We said, I want to be a Nazir after 20 days, and I want to be a Nazir now for 100 days. So he can't, the after 20 days, it's like no love, but no, that came first. So after 20 days, he hits that, he's got it with shift gears, right? But the Nazirus, he can't, the 20 days he already counted, is not water under the bridge. It counts. Okay, it's part of the meter. Okay? Excuse me?
Right, so I guess the fact that he's shaving doesn't interrupt
him. It does. But it doesn't share his first one. It doesn't interrupt from the first one. That's right.
That's because you have 80 more days to go.
Right.
You have less
than. We're going to discuss that. Next halacha. Harani Nazir Sheli Ben. A person says he wants to be Nazir when he has a kid. The Nazir Me'ayom, and now he's going to be a Nazir for the next 100 days. Same idea, basically. Right? Just said here, instead of I want to be Nazir 20 days, he said I'm Nazir when my kid is born. Nola lo ad shivim. Yom. Now, what if the kid is born before day 70? Lo yafsik klum, he doesn't lose anything, because he's going to keep until, let's say the kid is born on day 65. So he kept 65 days, then he keeps another 30 days, then he keeps another 35 days afterwards, right? But if the kid, la'achar shivim, this kid is born after 70 days, then he starts losing days. Because you cannot keep less than 30 days in the second shift. Because you can only do a tiglachas after 30 days, of uninterrupted Nazirus. So we look at the first days as a t'nai, kind of, and the second days as the minion, but you have to have a minimum minion. So therefore you kept 75 days, so you're still going to have to keep another 30 days after the second Nazirus for a total of 105 days. There's no way around that. Okay? L'achashivim is soyser shivim. After 70, he goes back to the 70. Sheintiglachas pachas mishloshim yom. There's no shaving for less than 30 days. Pshita shebsof hayom olelo. Now here's a question from before. It's pashitas that let's say on day day 30 of Naziris for his kid. Now he wants to go back to Naziris for himself. So the end of the day, which he keeps for the new Naziris, before his son is born, the day his son is born, he's still working on the old Naziris. Son is born, he's got to start the new Naziris. Okay? So it says, now here there's no tiglachas in between, that's critical. No korbanos, right? We said that before. Korbanos only come at the end of Naziris, but no, that's the first time he makes korbanos. And then again at the end of his own Naziris. So that day, pshita shesofayom ola lo kikulo. It's pashut that the end of the day works as for the entire totality of the next day. Does he get mitzvah yom kikulo, however, both at the end and at the beginning? In other words, does he get mitzvah yom kikulo that this is considered to be the first of the next 30 days, and mitzvah yom kikulo that this is the last of whatever set of days he kept so far, or not? Okay? Now, a couple of important points here before we go on. First of all, as I mentioned before, this is the Rambam says the Lashon HaReish Dem Naziris Echad. The one Naziris and that Kishne Naziris Echad, and you can go directly from the Naziris you're keeping for yourself into the Naziris for your kid. You don't have to do Tiglachas in the middle, right? There's an interesting Griz, though. And the Griz, truth is, it seems like the Griz is an explicit Mishnah later on. But nevertheless, I'll tell it to you now, and we'll see if it actually is an explicit mission later on. The Briskerov says that the Rambam doesn't pass in this. Rambam doesn't pass in that you get both mitzvahs yom kikulos. Why not? The Chor makes sense. So he says, because the Rambam holds that when do you say that you get mitzvahs yom kikulos? By stam naziris. Stam naziris shloshim yom doesn't mean a full 30 days. It's 30 days according to the parameters of halacha, which are mitzvah siyum kukulo. But the same guy said, "Arini nazir lamed yoim." If he said he wants to be nazir for 30 days, then as the naziris becomes what the briskers call a malois. A malois means a complete totality or unit. And therefore, you don't say mitzvah siyum kukulo. He needs the totality of 30 days. A male, a malois of 30 days, mem lamed aleph tof, it comes from the by Yoled, it says Vimlos Yemei Tara Lebeino Labas, where she completes the days of her Tara for boy or girl, and there it means the next day she brings her Karbonos, right? She goes to Mikvah at night over there. So here too, so the Chaim Briskerov says that the Rambam holds that a Malos doesn't get mixed with Yom Kikulo. So it's a sitting Shiva. It's not a Malos. It's you have to sit Shiva over the course of 7 days, but not seven full days. Yontif is a malos. You can't say mikzas yom kikulo and end yontif early, because you get part of a day of yontif, right? Because it's totality of whatever it is. So that's why the Rambam does the power. Rambam paskins, yes, the end of the day we say mikzas yom kikulo. But at the beginning of the day we can't say that, because once you said 30 full days, so then you can't say Mixion Kukulo. Now this is true, Briskerov extends this to our mission, because the mission said he wants to be Nazir for 100 days plus Naziris for his kid. So the 100 days is a Malos. So for a Malos you need 100 full days. So on the day his kid is born, when he shifts from, he interrupts his Naziris and goes into the next Naziris, he cannot count the beginning of the day towards the Naziris he was keeping for himself, because it's a Malos type Naziris. It's a different type of Naziris. That's a Naziris which requires 100 complete days. And we won't say Mitzvah Yom Kikulo, at least not on the beginning of the day. Perhaps on the end of the day, when he takes on Naziris in the middle of the day, perhaps the end of that day counts. I'm not sure about that, but the beginning of the day does not count. So that's why the Rambam doesn't pass in this Gemara, according to the Briskerov. And that Svara of Malos, again, as I said, seems to be an explicit Mishnah later on. But in any event, says the Miyah the Gemara asks, Pshita Shem Saviyam O Lo Kukulo. Tchila Sayom Mao Shia Lo Kukulo. Says Marav Lo Mastiso, is it not our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says, L'achar Shivim, Pnei Moshe Korbeyev, diametrically opposed Pshatimer, I don't like the Korban Eda, La'achar Shivim, after 70 days, it says, Soitzer Shivim, he goes back to 70. In other words, if he kept, this is the guy, Mr. Zuger, I have to tell you the case, otherwise you'll be totally lost for the rest of the evening and would not have been worth your coming. So let me tell you the case. A guy says he wants to be a nazir for when his son is born, and he wants to be a nazir for 100 days. Two separate oaths. So therefore he says, he keeps his own, he starts the meter counting on his own nazirus of the 100 days till his son is born. Then he shifts to his son's nazirus. He completes his son's nazirus, brings karbanos on that, and then counts the balance of his own nazirus. But if he counted more than 70 days already on his own nazirus when his son then is born, so then he loses time because the minimum period of nazirus is 30 days. And after he goes back to his own nazirus, he has to keep at least 30 days. So therefore, if he can already count the chvei 75, he only has a balance of 25, he's still going to have to keep 30. Okay? So that's what Mishnah said, la'achar shivim, if it's after 70, so shivim, you lose and go back to 70. So what are we talking about here? Lo afilu miktas, are we not talking about that it's the next day after 70? Right? It's the 71st day in the morning. Mazel tov, his son is born. So then he shifts nazirus. And it says that on the 71st day, it says after 70, meaning even on the 71st day, you lose the day, right? What does it mean you lose the day? You didn't have you didn't have an entire day yet. It doesn't count as a day, does it? It must be. Hadamra shetchilaseyom olo kikulo. It must be, according to Yushami, even a malos nazirus, and these are should provide 100 complete days, that a miktas hayom kikulo. And that's why on the 71st day, you're really considered as if you lost the day in the middle of the day. Because we would have said, you got a 71st day by the tchilas hayom, right? That's why it has to tell, that's why, and our mission is telling us, no, after the 70th day is over, you start losing. I'm not sure I forgot how I started a sentence in the middle. What? Let me start that sentence over again. I'm blanked out. After 70 days over, one would think if you hold mitzvayim kikulo, that the next day, I'm sorry, if you don't hold mitzvayim kikulo, that the next day, the 71st day, is not a complete day until evening. And you're not actually losing something until the 71st day passes. And then, if you go, your son is born the next day, so you lost that day. But it says, even on the 71st day, in the middle of the day, anytime you pass 70, you already lost the day. What do you mean lost the day? Where's the day? It must be that we would otherwise say, miktas hayom kikulo. And that anytime your son is born on the 71st day, it's as if you kept the entire day. And therefore, if your son is born that day, you lose that day, which would be considered to be a day of your nazirus. So this we see, according to, again, taking the Briskerov's shot into account, from this we see that even in a malos nazirus, in the nazirus where you specify the amount of days, we would say miktas hayom kikulo. We would say that part of the day is like the entire day. And therefore, on the 71st day already, you're considered to have lost a day. Because the morning would have counted as a complete day. And it's, of course, it cannot, because then you'd have less than 30 days balance in your nazirus. Okay? So again, the Yerushalmi explains, says from our Mishnah, we come to the conclusion that we do say mitzvah yom kikulo, even at tchilas yom. Adam Ra's teacher should tchilas yom, oh kikulo, it's considered like the entire day. Now, continue.
Why is it the first day?
We don't know yet. It's actually coming up later in the Masechta. We don't know. It's partially because of things which we are not aware of yet. Okay? Says the Gemara further. Noah b'yom shmoni. Now, these are just examples, it seems. If the kid is born on the 80th day, So loses 10 days, right? Because you could have just kept 20, but since you need to have 30, so therefore he loses 10. No, the Yom Tishim. And the kid is born on the 90th day, so he loses 20 days, right? Because he could have kept 10 more and loses 20. Now, here come Chidushim. Hishlim, not until now it was a Chidushim, but Hishlim, now, I'm going to learn like the Lagulian Ephraim Shartar. So I'm actually going to make a hodgepodge of the two, but they basically say this idea. Hishlim Nazirus Beno, switching the languages here. Hishlim Nazirus Beno, Bol Ashlim Nazirus. Okay, tell you about a case of this 90. He took 90 days. Now his son was born, Mazel Tov, he keeps 30 days for his son. He has really 10 days left, but he's got to keep 30, right? What happens if on day 11 of his second Nazirus, he becomes Tomei? Okay? Day 11 of his second Nazirus. Okay? So you really completed 100 days. No, the third Nazirus. I mean, you know, the third. He completed 100 days, but he has 20 days, which we tacked on because there's no Nazirus of less than 20 days, right? So that's what it says. That's what I'm going to ask. Nishlim Nazirus Beno. He completed Nazirus. Balashlim Nazirus So. I switched the gears here like they do. I go, can't be on Nazirus. Nidma Batoch Asar Yom Rishonim. If you were Tomei between the first 10 days, say Sirako. You got to keep 100 days from scratch. Just like if you came Tomei at day 99 of the 100 days, tough. Got to go back to the beginning, right? So to hear the same thing. But it became Tomei only during the last 20 days, which, and these 20 days, the Ephraim brings down, it's the truth that it's really a Bavli, and the Yerushalmi itself later on. It's a halacha like this. If you have a guy who was a Nazir, and he was grabbed by bandits, and the bandits shaved him. Okay? Jewish bandits, obviously. They were upset he was a Nazir, so they thinned him down and shaved him. So they shaved his beard. So then the Gemara has a discussion as now, what does he have to keep? Does he have to keep 20, the 30 days of growing hair, and that's all? Does he have to keep 30 days of Tara as well? Because he didn't become Tommy. Okay? Does he have to eat 30 days of growing hair or 30 days of Tara? Besides that. So here it's the same issue, really. It's Yushami's bed drawing a parallel. He kept 100 days already, right? He just needs to grow hair for 30 days in order to be considered a Nazir who can go and shave. So that's what the Yushami says here. It's a machlokas. The same machlokas between Rav and Shmuel and the Bavli, and it's here in the Yushami. He's got to go back to scratch. He's going to finish it. All those 30 days are bad. He doesn't, though, have to go back. He doesn't have to go back, though, to the beginning. Everybody agrees he has to go back to the beginning. Just go back to, he has to keep another 30. Okay? He has to go, but not go back to the beginning. The 100 days he kept. He's got to keep now. Lemaisa, though, he can't bring korbanos because he became Tommy in the middle. So what does he have to keep now? 30 days. So if he became Tommy within the 100 days, and it was 94 and 10 after, he's got to go back to zero. If he became Tommy in the extra 20 days, so according to Rav, he has to go back to zero. He has to keep those 30 more days. Shmuel argues. Shmuel says, it says here, Rav Shmuel, it's a racial mistake. Shmuel Amar, Eino Seisa L'Sheva. No. He goes, for 7 days, of course, he's Tomei. No such thing as a Nazir Tomei. It's an oxymoron. So 7 days he loses. But at the end of those 7 days, he doesn't have to shave. Doesn't have to shave because he's became Tomei after the time period is over. And therefore, he just counts. He continues to grow his hair for how many more days? For whatever days he's missing. So therefore, let's say he kept 11. He has to keep another 19. So he had 11. 7 days time out. Keeps another 19. And then takes shaves afterwards. So according to Rav, the moment the clock stopped because you came to Tomei, you always have to go to keep 30 from here on. Of course, you have to come to Tara first. You have to keep the 7 days of Tara and then keep another 30. According to Shmuel, though, since, look, your 100 days you kept, right? The days you're keeping now are just in order to grow hair. The growing of hair could transcend the tumah. You become Tomei for 7 days, afterwards grow your hair afterwards, and that'll be enough. Not like the Nazi became Tommy in the middle of his true Nazirus. Because there the problem is not just that he has to grow his hair. The problem is he hasn't completed a term. But here, since the term is technically complete, and it's just an issue of growing hair, that's where you have the smach locus. Is that clear? Is that clear?
What about the other parameters of the disease, like the body?
Yeah, he'd be prevented from that as well. Right. But the tumor would not break from the zero. See, wine wouldn't be allowed to drink. I'm assuming that. Says the Gemara. Now, Barakum, says Shmuel Barbo, but should be Shimon Barbo. Shimon Barakum, Rabbi Yossi, Asin, right in front of Rabbi Yasso. Mizbar Sava, Rabbi Yochan, Stiras Tar, Stiras Mamish. What if it's not, this is Mamish like question of the Bavli. What about not if they, he became Tomei after the 11 days, but he was shaved? You know, somebody razored his body, right? So Rabbi Zir says, in, yes. He's about Rabbi Yochanan, Stiras Tar, Kastiras Mamish. When you get shaved, it's like becoming Tommy. And you have to keep another 30 days. Okay? Period. Lama li lameimar. So he's, Oh, one second. I think I got them wrong. No, I read it wrong. Let's go back. The question is the same. Shirin bar bo bo yikon rabbi yosi. Mizis rabbi yochan stiris tark stiris mamish. Or mizir rizir said no. It's not in yes. In here means im. If. It, which is what means Yishan Yerofen. In Yizbo, Rabbi Yochum, we're told, Stiras Tark, Stiras Mamish, that by shaving off, it's the same thing like by becoming Tomei, Lomo Li Lamemar Soyser Lishloshim Yom. Why would he have to just cancel 30 days? Yistor Akol. He would have to break everything. So here, in essence, what he's saying is as far as we said, that I'm not so sure I learned this properly when I was preparing. But I see now, what he means is that this case which we're talking about, Shirin Babo asks, Mizus of Rebbe Yochanan, Tarkus Mamish, does Rabbi Yochanan draw an equation between our case and a regular Stira? He calls our case Stiras Tar because it broke the days in which he's growing hair in order to complete 30. In other words, it's not a separate case. I thought this is a separate case of what is bringing it down, the case of bandits, before I told you about where you became Tommy on day 11. And now we're talking about where you became Tommy, where bandits cut off your hair. But that's not what he means. He's asking, that which Rabbi Yochanan required another 30 days, is that because he holds where you breaking days, which you're keeping in order to grow your hair out, and for no other reason because your other term is complete, that is called Stiras Tar, the breaking of growing hair. Is that the same thing like breaking Mamish? And at that, Rabbi Zira said, it's obviously not. Because even Rabbi Yochanan, who holds you have to make up more, he still didn't hold you have to make up more than 30. Right? No, when the Zira got broken because of Tumah, on day 11 of the other 30 which you're keeping after having kept 90, so nobody owes you go back to scratch. So it's either 30 days again, or you just take 7 days of suspended animation and count the remaining 19. But nobody owes you go back from scratch. So you see the Rabbi Yochanan holds Stiras Tar, the stira of a razor, meaning not the stira of the actual term of Nazirus, but the stira of the days where you're growing your hair out in order to complete the prerequisite for a korban is not like a true stira. Because in a true stira, you go back to scratch, and here you only go back to the beginning of the 30 days. Okay? That's what the Gemara says. Now the Gemara starts a new thing. Here the Gilyan Ephraim throws in, and makes it easier, though it's not 100% necessary. He throws in, he cuts and pastes the Gemara from about 7 lines down and puts it over here. So over here it should say, now after having brought the Gilyan Ephraim, I'm not so sure I'm going to learn like him explicitly, but I'm going to learn my own way. But it works out more if I take this cut and paste maneuver which he proposes. If you take a look, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines to the top of the page. There's in the second to last word in the line is Hishlim Nezirusa. You see that? Okay. Now that's the top page. Hishlim Nezirusa. So I'm going to take those words, I'm going to read them now and plug them in here in the second line on the page. Hishlim Nezirusa, whatever God completed is Nezirusa. And he wasn't able to do his own giluach. He completed all 100 days. His son was born on day 100. Perfect timing, right? Actually, might even be day 101. But we're going to come to that in a second. He wasn't able to go shave. He goes into the second Nazirus. He only has to bring one set of korbanos. So the 100 days which he kept, and the 30 days keeping for his son, it's keeping two, but it's keeping for his son. They flow together one to the other. You only have to bring one tiglachas. Okay, one set of korbanos. Now, actually, it's I'm Rabbi Yavin Berchia. Going back now to the second line. I'm Rabbi Berchia, Kumi Rabbi Yossi. Tipat the Shinolad. What? Yes, but that's only, we said, where it's an interruption. That's the Chiddush of the Yerushalmi here. In other words, if you had to interrupt the first Nazirus, keep the second Nazirus, and then go back to the first Nazirus, you can't, how are you going to switch back? You have to terminate the second one to go back to the first one, right? No, that's what he's asking. Okay, when you it's an interesting distinction. When you can mekabel yourself the zeros of 100 days for yourself, but first you mekabel the zeros of your kid. So when the kid is born, so then you have to break your 100 days, right? Interrupt it. So you let's say you have the case we had, let's say 60 days, right? So now you kept 60 days. Then your son is born. You must go to the Nazirus of your kid, and there are no korbanos because you didn't complete the first Nazirus. It flows directly. Then at the end of the year, it's kid's Nazirus, that Nazirus is complete. You bring korbanos then. Then you go back another, count another 40 from the Nazirus, then you bring korbanos again. Okay? Because you have to stop your son's Nazirus, it's over, and then go into the next one, right? What? Yes. What? Where are you reading? Which case? On testament off? Yeah. Where is this? In the Mishnah? No, you see, I changed the gears back there too. Sorry, that's the Shari Torah, so honest I did. The Shari Torah so changed it over there, which is consistent with this Gemara. He changed it to Yishlim Nezirus B'no Lom Ein Nezirus So Chai Lo Lov Achi Ovi Karmi Galeach Kenozir. See, according to the gears to change over there, it's consistent. You're right, otherwise it'd be a contradiction. This Gemara contradict that Gemara. But according to the Shari Torah Tzitzros, gears to change back there, you only, in order, when you complete your son's Nazirus, the second Nazirus, right, the interrupting Nazirus, then you have to be korbanos before you go back to your own. Because that one's complete. But not when, not between your own and your son's, right? And now, the Chiddush of Gemara is that, and even if you completed your own, you can flow into your sons, but only bo bayom. That's what it's going to discuss. Not if there's any interruption between them. Yes?
I'm just thinking of the analogy of the dominant. You finish, let's say, chapters, you say, Kavashoma. And if you're adding on Hallel in chapters, you don't see Kavashoma until the end.
Right.
So it's.
It flows in, right? The end is fluid. That's a cute module. Okay? I'm not sure how well it holds, but it's certainly A for creativity. So in any event, so a tipat, so I'm writing on including names here. Tipater shenolad by now it's as if it says, although it doesn't say, it's a shenol bo bayom. Doesn't say here bo bayom, but it really is shenol bo bayom. He's born on the same day. Why? She'eno roi lohavi korban, because that then there's no interruption period where he could have brought a carbon for the first one. Now it's got to flow seamlessly into the second one. Okay? Now the truth is, I have to say a little bit of a chiddush here, but it's not a big chiddush. I think it's a very simple chiddush. The truth is, even bo bayom, you did have time where you could bring a carbon, because it says Yerushalmi holds, not like the Rambam, but the Yerushalmi holds, we say on the same day tchilas hayom, miktzas hayom kikulo, and sof hayom miktzas hayom kikulo, right? So if your kid was born at chveis, your kid was born at 5 in the afternoon. So that morning, which is the end of your 100 days, you could have brought a carbon. And only 5 in the afternoon, your kid's son's nazirus begins, right? This nazirus for your son begins. So how can you say one flows seamlessly into the other? Yours end in the morning, and your son's only begins in the afternoon. But the pshat in that is, I think, is relatively simple, which is we only say miktzas hayom kikulo lahakil and not lahachmir. That would you say like by avelus, right? We say part of the day is like the whole day. It's only to make it a cooler for you, to make things more lenient. To make things more strict, we never say miktzas hayom kikulo, right? When it's going to be to a chumrah, we don't say that. So therefore, here too, instead of being a chumrah to say miktzas hayom kikulo in this case, because it would mean that you have to bring two sets of korbanos, one for the nazirus you completed in the morning, and the other later on for the nazirus you're commencing in the afternoon. So therefore, in this case, we dispense with miktzas hayom kikulo. We leave it on the ikar halacha, which is that the entire day is relevant to the first nazirus, and that's why they flowed seamlessly one into the other. You only have to bring one korban at the very end of the 100 days plus the additional 30 days. Okay? So says Mark, hey, wait a minute. Hagatz Mechol, let's analyze this case. Right? So, Shanoel Belayel, what if the kid is born that night? In other words, you completed the Nazirus during the day, day 100. Kid is born post day 100 at night. So you couldn't bring your Korbanos till the next morning, right? Anyway, right? You couldn't bring your Korbanos because no Korbanos at night. So in that case, can I bring both korbanos? Can I combine both korbanos into one? So says Marner, you can't, because a very nice lamdish shesvar. Korban roihu, to bring a korban, you're already suitable. Laila hu shigara, it's the night which is an impediment. In other words, it's a super extrinsic impediment. Intrinsically, you already were liable to korban independently for the first and zeros. They didn't flow directly into the other. High can't be marked with a korban at night. That's just a technical thing. But in the realm of the abstract, the nazirus have been separated. They've been severed because the baby was born after Shkir. Okay? Similarly,
after he brings a korban the next morning, does he immediately go into the second set of nazirus, or does he wait another day?
Oh, after he brings Rabbanus,
he...
Yeah. But what about the next day is Shabbos? Harashna of the Shabbos. Haray in a royal levy carbon, right? You can't bring a carbon the next day either, right? It's the entire next day, because it's Shabbos. So again, the Mordechai says, Shabbos u shugorma, that's different, right? That same thing. There, it's also the extrinsic distinction. But really, Lamaisa, the Nazirus have not flowed into each other, and therefore, you have to bring two sets of Korbanos, right? And the Yerushalmi is redundant here. The Shari Teresa actually takes out a couple of lines, but I'll just read anyway. Hisham Nazirus of Eloi, the Lois Begoleth, you finish your Nazirus on Erev Shabbos. And then you have to bring the Korbanos, Ad Shalom B'Shabbos, until the kid was born on Shabbos. Hare'enu Lor Roy Lavi Korban. He's not to bring a korban until Sunday. So let on Sunday, let one flow directly into the other. No, Loi was already to bring on Shabbos. It's a Shabbos shugorma. Shabbos was the impediment. Okay? Now, skipping the lines which he inserted before, two lines down. Hivish korbanoisa. Again, the same, continuing with the same discussion. What if he set aside his korbanos, Okay, it's on the same day. He finished his first car of Naziris in the morning. And in the afternoon, his son was born. But Nebuch, he set aside his carbonus in the middle of the day. The case was for the last Naziris. Seif Hayoyim was for the next Naziris. Normally, we could say they flow together, because again, we don't say Mitzvah Seyom Kekulo Lachmir, only to be Mekel. But he punctuated them to here, right? He set aside his carbonus in the middle. What's the status in that case? Okay? He was Kramanoso, Loi speak the Galeach, but he didn't yet shave on these Kramanos. Ah, Chinola Haben, until the son was born. It's okay. Time on Omrin. There we say, Megalech Tiglachas Achas Oshteyem. He can shave one shave at the very end. So he not only does he flow in terms of Kramanos, but he just flows in terms of shaving too. He doesn't have to shave in the middle, right? He goes directly, he really can't shave. If you don't bring carbonos, you can't shave. It's partial that way, but I have to highlight it nonetheless. If you went directly from the Sears to the other, you continue growing hair uninterruptedly for 130 days. At the end, you're going to lay on the carbonos. Okay? Rabbi Yochanan gets all this. Yochanan Baloni, Megalech, Vechayz, and Megalech. You can't combine them. They don't flow seamlessly one into the other. You have to, you shave, and then you shave again. He argues on the Oblast Gemara. So says Mar Masisa Pli Rabbi Yochanan. I have a Bryce which argues Rabbi Yochanan, it would seem. What does the Bryce say? Shos HaShem B'Yochai. They ask HaShem B'Yochai. Now this Bryce is also, part of it is in the Bible as well. Not all of it, but part of it. Masisa Pli Rabbi Yochanan. Shos HaShem B'Yochai. They ask HaShem B'Yochai. HaReisha Nozir Mitzvah. A Nozir's got to cut off all his hair, right? A Matoira's got to cut off all his hair. Can he take this? Yeah, it's expensive to get haircuts, especially whole body haircuts. You know, they don't give them for free. So can I combine the two haircuts, right? Can he take a haircut once, Vitalo Nizuso, and work to complete his Nizuso, and a work to retire him from his Tsaras as well. The Nizuso Tsaraso. Armel had Sarishin Chai said, you're smart kids, but now cigar. Ilu ze megaleach lavora seor. Were the haircuts similar? That he was the both taking haircuts in order to remove hair. Yofa yisimorim. You'd be saying good. Ella, but it's not the case. Shanozir megaleach lavir seor. A nausea shaves in order to get rid of his hair, right? In other words, that's it. So Mitzvah has to take two haircuts. Halacha is a Mitzvah takes a haircut, he waits 7 days, and then he takes another haircut, right? So since that's the case, the nausea is growing his hair as a prelude for growing hair. And not a nazir, Torah Mitzorah. The nazir is cutting off his hair in order to stop growing hair. A Mitzorah is taking his first haircut. Obviously, next they're going to ask on the second haircut. But a Mitzorah is taking his first haircut as a prelude for his second haircut. So it's just to spur growth, not to cut it off. So it's not comparable. Armelose said, fine, let's take this case. Lotala lo yimei gemara. It means that the first haircut of the Mitzvah shouldn't work, right? But the Kormaya takes that next word low, which is out of place. Talo you've made Sphero. But the haircut he takes at the end of the days where he counted. Megamara means when he completes being a Mitzvah, then he takes a haircut. Then he's so fair, then he takes another haircut. So look, that Sphero of the days between the first haircut and the second haircut is at least 7 days. But he never says a Mitzvah can't remain in days of Sphero for more than 7 days. Let him remain a Mitzvah longer. So let a guy who's become if he was a Metzora, let him take his first haircut, become a Nazir, and let the second haircut of a Metzora dovetail with the haircut of a Nazir, and they should both work, because they're both the final haircuts, the culminating haircuts, right? So Shnei Megachel Avar HaSeir. So Amar Lehen says, he said back to them, it says Amar Lehen, should say Amar Lehen, you're saying good, but still no cigar. Ilu Zemegalech Nezrikas Adomim, Zemegalech Nezrikas Adomim, but the haircuts both the same nature. That they both took the haircuts before they sprinkled the blood on his back. Yafa Yisarim, I mean, should be, you were saying good. Elo, however, Shanozim Galech La'achar Zrikas Adomim. The process is different. A Nazir only can take a haircut after they sprinkle blood on him. It's Karbanos HaMatirim to take a haircut, right? Can't hear from it. Mitzrayim is punkfuck haired. Mitzrayim mikaleach livnei zikas domim. His giluach is the smartier to bring his korbanos. So yeah, how are you going to combine the two? It's not shayach such a thing, right? Mitzora has to take a haircut before his korbanos, but a nazir can't take his haircut until after his korbanos. So how are you going to combine the two, right? So I don't know exactly why this bothered them. Bring korbanos of nazir, take a haircut, and then bring korbanos of mitzora. But it seems clear that Rishim Rechai is learning that since the nature of the haircut is different, you can't use the same haircut for both things. It's either haircut which is the matir, haircut which is the mutter, and therefore you couldn't sandwich it between the korbanos. I'm not sure why not, but obviously that's what Rishim Rechai is saying, right? Because otherwise, again, bring korbanos of nazir, take a haircut, then bring korbanos of mitzora. But obviously, for some reason, he feels that that doesn't work, right? Armel said, fine, low salalo, that won't work. Now, here the Kormay changes the gears significantly in the next line. Should be low salalo, low tar. Yala lo tome. Now, it's a nazir tar, he takes his haircut after bringing korbanos. But a nazir tome, he takes his haircut before bringing korbanos. Because a nazir tome, he was nazirus is ruined. There, the hair is cut off in order for him to commence anew, and then he brings korbanos after he takes the haircut. So if that's the case, they should those who should be able to be combinable. Amar Lehen, he said to them, iluzem, still no good. Iluzem lech nebias maim, zem lech nebias maim. They both went to the mikveh before. Both haircuts before they went to the mikveh. Yofa Yisrael would be good. A nazir takes a haircut after going to the mikveh, a nazir tome. Right? He has to go to the mikveh first to become tor from his tumas mace, and then only then can he take a haircut. Right? However, Hamitzaira, in order to go to the mikveh, so you can't combine the two. I mean, again, we don't say go to the mikveh, take a haircut, and go to the mikveh again. Can't combine them. Armulo, so they said, Takeya Dover. Okay, fix that. Fine. Lo sal lo yime gomra. It doesn't work. The haircut the Mitzvah takes at the beginning. Lo sal lo yime maestri. It doesn't take the haircut he works at the takes at the end of his counting. Lo sal lo latar. It doesn't work for a nausea tar to combine. Lo sal lo tarme. It doesn't work for a nausea tarme to combine. But I ray show you a nausea umitzera. That's sorry about a case, and we give up with you, but by a nazir who's a mitzvah. There's no way to combine the haircuts. Okay? However, what about if he was a nazir and then he became a nazir again? In that case, one tiglachas should work for both of them. And there's no answer. Rishim Rechai didn't answer. So we see here, it's a ray against Rabbi Yochanan. Yochanan said, when you have two naziros in succession, they don't go seamlessly dovetail together and you can wait till the end to take a haircut. You have to take a haircut in the middle. But here it says you don't have to. It says... Right, 30-30. So Mavli Rabbi Yochanan. Basalach, alukim him or Rabbi Shimon Yochai. He says, that was the Talmidim said. Rabbi Shimon Yochai didn't bother to answer. But he Taka argues. And he goes, oh, you need a tiklachas between the two of them. Okay, I wanted to start the next parak, but it's late. We'll stop here. The next parak is critical continuation of what we learned tonight.